The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Clark, CEO, and Sean Claydon, CFO of Destiny Pharma. DEST is ticker, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Justin.
Yeah, and you're on because you've just released your audited results for the year ended the 31st December 2021, of course, quite a few months off that, and you've done a lot since. So we'll be looking at these, the highlights of the year of 2021, and also what's to come, which I suppose is a lot more important. But before we do that, guys, for people maybe not familiar with you, just give us a brief summary as to what Destiny Pharma is all about.
Hi, yeah. Neil Clark here, CEO. We're in the area of infection prevention, so we're looking to stop infections. As we've all learned through the coronavirus pandemic, infections can cause significant damage to us as individuals, with obviously being sick, but also huge economic costs as well, both in sort of individual cost of care, but also sort of macroeconomic factors with people off work, being sick, etc. So infection prevention is a very important goal, and we are at the forefront of a new wave of biotechnology companies, especially bringing forward preventative treatments to stop infections. So we have two late stage assets which have delivered very strong phase two clinical data, and we're in the very exciting position of looking now to carry out two phase three studies over the next 2 or 3 years with those assets, and ultimately delivering new products to the market.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's break down some of the highlights from 2021, then we'll look at what's to come. So first and foremost, do you want to do financial or operational? Up to you guys, but take us through some of the highlights from 2021, if you could.
If I just do operational first, a couple of key things. XS73, our nasal gel for the prevention of post-surgical infections, delivered fantastic phase two data back in March and then the summer of 2021. So, of course, this is really a great success. You have to remember that, unfortunately, in drug development, clinical studies, you know, a lot of studies don't succeed. We have delivered a fantastic phase two success with XS73 nasal. We're now looking to finalise those phase three designs, key target for this year. But also our other lead program, NTCDM3, for a nasty gut infection caused by Clostridioides difficile, previously had delivered also excellent phase two results, and we're moving that towards phase three as well. So we're in the really exciting position of having continued to deliver good success. And as a drug development company, a key measure of that success, of course, is success in your clinical studies. But as we look forward, the next measure of that success is finding partners to join us on the phase three journey. And that's very much a key strategic target of the company. So a year of delivery, or you could say 15 months of delivery since January 2021, but lots to do as we move forward into 22 and indeed 23. But we're in a fantastic position, very focused with two strong lead programs. And just to add, they come from two totally different technologies. So we have diversification, which reduces the risk. We're not a one-stop shop. We have our XF platform, but also we have NTCDM3, which is a totally different approach, different drug, but still in the area of infection prevention.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay. And over to you, Sean. Financially, give us some highlights if you could.
Yeah, certainly, Justin. So in terms of financials, we made just over 6 million loss during the year. And important to note within that, you know, the major cost is R&D. We are an R&D company, and our key focus is really on spending as much as possible on R&D and minimizing non-R&D spend. So we've done that during the year, and we've kept our sort of general overheads to a minimum, such that they're pretty much flat year on year. In terms of balance sheet, pleased to see, say we have around 4.7 million of cash here on the balance sheet at the end of 2021. And as people have seen from our recent announcement, we further strengthened the balance sheet with a 6.5 million equity fund raise in March. So that really gives us a good basis on which to push forward on some of the operational initiatives that Neil's mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward now into month four already of 2022, what can investors expect news-wise from you over the next sort of 8 months for the rest of this year?
Yeah, well, the key targets, obviously we completed the funding a few weeks ago. The key target is to deliver a commercial partnering deal on NTCDM3, our lead asset. And that process is underway, so we're looking to close a deal there. We're also looking to clarify the next steps in the XS73 program. And what that means is talking to the regulators in America and Europe to clarify the phase three study design. We're looking to complete that in the next few months. So key news flow will be partnering and then regulatory updates. And of course, from the earlier pipeline, there will be news flow as those projects move forward.
Yeah,
with some clear targets, it was great to close the funding in obviously very, very difficult markets.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a strong balance sheet to run the company for well into 2023. And those targets are very clear, partnering and regulatory progress on XS73.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so if someone's listening to now to this podcast and thinking, okay, I like this, but I'm not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button, Neil, and add Destiny Pharma to their watch list, please.
Well, we're focused with a late-stage diversified pipeline. Two assets, different technologies, reduces the risk. We have a strong balance sheet now, so we can deliver those key targets. And there is a great valuation upside. We are undoubtedly undervalued. So there's a great opportunity for people to come into this sector and join us on the journey as we deliver further data and deliver that upside. And that will be reflected, we believe, in share price increases as we continue to deliver on our key targets.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Neil, Sean, thanks very much. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.